se podría decir de mi tierra. Desde every organization that has got an interest in the traditional cause bill. According to invitation and the programs, you were made aware that today we are going to start a process of negotiating mandate. However, looking into provincial input, some provinces that requested extensions, some provinces that need clarity in terms of ambiguity, some permanent delegates who raised issues in our meetings, we may not proceed today with engaging in terms of negotiating mandate. What we are going to be doing is that we would request the indulgence of members, if members indulge in, to consider referring the bill back to various provinces for clarity, for removing ambiguities, because some of the decisions are neither there or here. I would propose to the members to speak on my proposal because I'm not a final arbiter in terms of these meetings. Honorable members, can you speak with this? Honorable Bloom, Matila, Honorable Zulu, welcome.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I fully concur with what you are saying. Let us refer the bill back to the provinces. It's quite clear that, you see, according to this list, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Northwest, Western Cape, Limpopo is against this bill. So I don't want to say a lot. Let's send it back and have another meeting, give the provinces chance to thoroughly go through the bill. I thank you, Chair.
Point made, Honorable Martin.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, let me agree that we send the bill back, because in the main what the provinces that Honorable Bloom has indicated say that one, there are areas of the unconstitutionality of the particular bill that needs amendments that has to be dealt with. Secondly, there are areas that around funding. Who is going to fund the implementation of this particular bill? You know, now if those specific, there are areas around women's rights that this bill is not clear on, and therefore it needs a lot of amendments towards it. I will therefore then agree, Chair, that we refer the bill back for provinces to go and further consult, because they also indicated that the consultation wasn't enough, to go and further consult but then come up with clear proposed amendments to this particular bill, because what they indicate in terms of their mandate, it's areas that they think this bill does not meet the constitutional test of this particular legislation. And also then propose, Chair, that I move that you become the acting chair of this particular meeting.
Oh, thank you very much for that omission. This year, Prince Zulu, honorable member from KZN.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and honorable members. And then also, we support that that bill must refer back to the province, give time to deal with that. And then also say, I want to warn you, is about the areas. It's no traditional leadership whatsoever. Do not treat that area seriously. You must focus in the traditional authorities areas, because there's the people is affected by that bill, not people staying in Guguletu, in Khayelitsha, in Soweto, in Johannesburg. It's not the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Makasana Manzini, Mpumalanga.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I support that we refer back these two provinces, but I'm having a concern. I think we have to put a time frame. For example, my province requested for an extension up to December, and now it's mid-October. Can't we have just a time frame? Or do we refer it back forever, or maybe having the time frame? I'm of that idea. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. At least the referral is still in the context of your own province, and therefore nothing has been done. At least you need to make sure that you pursue the province to express a view, and then we'll see how to talk to the other time frames. Honorable from Northwest.
Honorable Chair, the Northwest Province also concur with the view that this bill must go back for the same purpose, further engagement and consultation.
Thank you very much, Honorable Becker, Western Cape.
Honorable Chair, now we from the Western Cape are against it, but I'll support this issue that we refer it back and that we discuss it. I think it's a very sensitive bill, and I believe that we in this country must have respect for each other's cultural things. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bloom.
And we must also not forget about the sentiments that people have expressed to this bill when we had public hearings, taking into consideration. We agree that the bill must be sent back, but most of the people that presented were saying, let us withdraw the bill completely. I'm just mentioning this so that it must also stay in our minds. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. We didn't introduce ourselves. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry.
No, thank you very much. I'm Newsile from the Eastern Cape Legislature. I was here to represent what the Eastern Cape is saying about the bill. It is so unfortunate, Chair, that this bill is taken back again, because that's what the majority of the members of the committee are saying. Because in our view as the Eastern Cape, we would be saying we are just, sort of wasting, our time, because some of the issues that are raised, particularly by Gauteng, if you are saying who is to fund this bill, I don't think that matter, resides in the provinces. It's this house, in my view, or committee, that must find a way of actually addressing some of those aspects, even the constitutional part of it. So I'm saying as the province, because we went to, Tara, public hearing, and that's what our people are saying, that this bill is not in the interest of our country. It is actually taking us back. So I'm saying it is a waste of time to us if we are to take it back, because I don't see us coming back with any other mandate except what the Eastern Cape people are in large are saying. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you for your genuine concern. We are not negotiating anything now. Those who express themselves, I don't want to call them to order to say we are not negotiating, but I could hear that people are talking. We are not negotiating. We only talk of referral. And I'm sure you are not responding to anything. Honorable Matila, you are not responding. Okay?
No, Chair. I wanted to
propose that we close this particular matter, because the majority of the provinces have expressed that this bill must be referred back to the provinces. And therefore, in line with that, you know, I propose that we close this particular matter and then go to another issue, Chair.
Thank you very much. With respect, all provinces have got the right to express their view in terms of Section 76. Hence, I will allow, I don't want to mention them one by one, but there is nothing wrong. In any view, contrary, for protagonist, antagonist, neutralist, whatever, there is no problem. But what is important is that we are not negotiating now. And I'm trying to say every person from each province has got that right. However, thank you very much for that. But before, I would want the department just to express a view on this matter, if there is any view to express from department point of view before I close. Is there anything?
Thanks, Chair. The bill is with Parliament, and we will be guided by Parliament, will respect the views of Parliament. And obviously, should there be any requirement for us to share view in any of the further consultation process in the provinces, whatever, I think our minister is the interest part in the bill will be able to factor his input through those structures, but we are guided by Parliament. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. As I said, we did not know each other. I think in the interest of records, may I just steal this moment to say I am Madonna Frimakhovi, acting chairperson on behalf of the chairperson of Security and Constitutional Development from Limpopo. May I quickly ask members to introduce themselves, the department, really key stakeholders, should just so that in terms of record we know who was attending.
Morning, Chairperson, honorable members. I'm Tomfuthi Mthembu from Local Government and Housing in Gauteng. Thank you. Good morning, members and colleagues. My name is Jabulile Nyembe. I'm from Gauteng Provincial Legislature, support staff.
Tunka Matila, a member of this committee representing Gauteng.
Good morning. My name is Sipho Plaiki. I'm representing the interest of the Northwest Province.
My name is Jack Becker. I am a delegate from the Western Cape.
Morning, everybody. I'm Veli Makasana Manzini from Mpumalanga, where the sun rises, and I'm a member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dennis Bloom, and I'm from Kroonstad in the Free State.
Sanibonani, good morning. My name is Mbongiseni Zulu, representing the Kingdom of KwaZulu-Natal.
Good morning again, Chair Mnina Wanyesile, representing the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature.
Department, can we just know who is from the department?
Good morning. My name is Godfrey Ramaroka from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development.
I'm Jacob Skosana from the Policy Unit of the department, and we represent the interest of the department and the minister as far as the traditional courts are concerned, because they are a part and component of the courts, of the judicial system in this country.
Morning, I'm Lawrence Bassett from Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, and I'm with my colleague Mr. Skosana and my other colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Teresa Ross from the Department of Justice. Thank you.
Yes, Chair. My name is Sisa Makaveni. I'm from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor.
Good morning. My name is Nunkyanka from the Law Society of South Africa.
We don't have any personal representative voters. If we have management, with due respect, management is our own management. Cashwell, this is the committee secretary, I think, is with his own delegation. May I take this opportunity then to request members to remain for a Criminal Law Procedure Act, Amendment Act, and thank everyone, those who are having interest. We thank you very much. Whoever is going to write a story, you need to write it within the context that emerged in this meeting. Thank you very much. Arrive alive. Okay, honorable members,